And today we're going to go to a lesson. We're going to call it Living Without Worry. And I said, you know, living without a worried mind. Living without worry. You know, is that possible? And with all the stuff that's going on right now and in this particular time, all the stuff shutting down and people have to stay home. They're all homebound and, you know, you can't mix in a crowd of more than five people now, and you can't go visiting your friend. You can't go for coffee. I mean, all the places that you enjoy before that, you know, you think about all the wonderful freedom we had before all this happened. And I'm praying and believing God that this will pass quickly enough so that everybody can be safe. And so I'm also asking you, my brothers and sisters, to I don't know if you know somebody like that, but keep their doors closed for large gatherings. I had a call last week, or at least had a situation last few days ago. Someone that opened up their doors, it seemed that there's a whole pile of people in a church building, and people are getting upset about it and saying, "What's wrong with these people? Don't they care?" And so I intervened and said, "I know those people," and basically it wasn't them; it was the church next to them, and so I called that pastor, let him know what they're doing. What are they doing? They're upsetting the community there. And so I was able to intervene just a little bit. And that pastor later called me. He said it wasn't his church. It was in the church next door. And they were doing something. I think they had about 12 people in that church. It seemed like a lot of people sometimes when you got everybody has a car. And so the neighborhood was getting stirred up. And so, listen, you know, if you see something like that, tell people, don't be upset. I mean, it's within your reason to intervene and help people out. And because we don't need any more persecution than is necessary as a church. You know, live within the bounds of the rules that are given to us. I mean, God can do a lot with just a little. Even Paul said, even if I'm in jail, the word of God is not bound. And so don't be worried about it. God can take care of himself. You follow what's been prescribed to all of us here at this time. So if you have your Bibles this morning and have a coffee on me, and let's go to word and prayer right now, and we're going to read our text and talk. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person that's watching, all our family church, Faith City members, those that are watching on Spirit Live Television, those that are watching across Canada that are our friend and family. We ask your blessing upon each one. We have prayed before the service started. We prayed for all the people that as they give, they'll be multiplied back unto them. As the Word of God says, if you plant your seed, it shall be multiplied back. That you're the seed giver and that you're also the multiplier of those seeds. And so we thank you for multiplying all the giving, supernatural power of God and manifestation through our technology. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for that work and the force of the Holy Spirit working in the lives of people. I ask you, Father, to open every mind as I prayed this morning, that every mind will be open, receptive hearts, open eyes, wide open, ears that are wide open, hearts wide open, that they'll be recipients of the Word of God, and they'll be blessed far more than they thought they ever would be. You do super exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. We give you praise in advance for what this will do. I ask you for a supernatural anointing to penetrate into every household in the name of Jesus, that the power of God, the resurrection power of Jesus, would be flowing into those homes. And any sick person, I rebuke sickness and disease. I call health and healing to come speedily into your lives. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and multiplying those seeds, Lord. And everybody said, amen. Let's go to our text this morning. Thank you for joining us again. Living without worry. Living without a worried mind. Our text is found in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. You'll see on your screen there. I'm reading from the Amplified Classical Edition. It says, Peter says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. And so let's go ahead and read another scripture, Psalm chapter 55, verse 22, the Amplified again, classical edition. Cast your burden upon the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip or fall or fail. And so we thank God for that. So Peter and the psalmist is talking about something here that's really relatable to us at this particular time. We shared before on different areas of fear and how to have peace in your life or enjoying the peace of God that he's given us. Over here, the two writers are talking about casting your care upon God, all your burdens, all your worries. I'm sure many of you have burdens, worries, concerns at some point, or at least they're kind of there somehow. But, we're all concerned to a degree about different things, but we shouldn't be bogged down, worried about things. And so worry is a difficult thing to handle for most people. There are so many things to be worried about, so many things to have fears about and to be anxious about. But God tells us still not to worry and to be at peace. And so God cares about every one of our needs, whether it's a spiritual need, whether it's a mental health need or a soulish need, or whether it's a physical need or a material need. God cares for every one of those things. And so the Bible says that he will take care of us, that God will take care of us. No matter what we face in life, God will take care of you. And you can be, today the Bible says you can be carefree. If you use the Word of God and pray and use the way the Word says to pray, because some people, you know, they pray about things and they don't pray properly. And so we need to find out what God has to say about this. And I want to teach on some things. I want to teach on how to pray. And so one prayer is learning how to cast your cares upon God. There's a certain kind of prayer. There's a certain method or methodology of casting your care upon the Lord. How do you do that? How do you release your care upon God? What do you do? What are the steps to it? How to stay focused once you release your care? Because those cares will want to come back on you. And so there's a lot of folks that after they pray, they'll go right back into worry. And so I want to teach on that. I want to teach on the steps of that and other kinds of prayers. So the most important prayer that you ever need to pray, learn how to pray, is the prayer of faith, because that prayer touches all other kinds of prayers. If you don't have faith, if you don't know how to use your faith, you can't pray the prayer of united prayer. You can't pray with people. You can't pray the prayer of agreement with people. You have to learn how to pray the way God prescribes how to pray. And some people are doing it the wrong way, and they're praying the same prayers over and over and over and getting no results fast. And so we want to help you get to that. And so the Lord, put us on the air a number of years ago now. I think it's going to be 12 this year. And he spoke that prophetically to get on the air and teach. And I had that on my heart already. And the Lord wants the Word to be out there. He wants the teaching of the Word to be out there. You know, the Bible says in Matthew, I believe it's 9:35 and 36, 35 says that Jesus went about all the cities and village, and he went teaching, number one, number two, preaching, and number three, healing, in that order. Teaching first, preaching, and then healing. A lot of people want healing, but they want some preaching, but they don't want any teaching. We need to have the teaching of the Word of God to build your spirit up so that you can get healed and receive your healing and stay healed. And so many people will pray, and they'll pray and release their faith. They say, God, I got this concern. So they bring their concern to God, and they go to their prayer closet, and they say, God, I have a concern. And so whatever that need, maybe you're afraid whatever it is. Maybe you got fears. Or you take that fear and you release it to the Lord. And then after you come out of your prayer closet, you come back and you start worry again. And so while you just undid your prayer. And when you talk wrong after that, it means you didn't cast it on the Lord. And you tell the next guy, pray for me. And you tell the next guy, pray for me. Then that, you didn't actually do it the first time. The Bible says you do it one time. And so this is what people don't understand. They continue to keep their worry, and they don't know how to release the worry once and for all. They don't know how to avoid receiving it back. Because the devil is going to come back. He's going to try to make you worry and put that in your mind. You know, the Bible says the devil can, he has access to your mind. He has access to your soul, and he'll try to put thoughts in there. And if you receive it, you're going to go down the wrong road. And so learn to leave it there. Tell yourself that right now. Say, I have to learn. I will learn. Say, I will learn to leave it there. So most people take their issues to God, but they only take it right back after their prayer. They cancel out their prayers by ignorantly complaining and speaking negatively about their present situations and what they gave up to God. The Apostle Peter said, cast all your cares over onto the Lord. Cast all your cares. You know, when you go fishing, you cast, you throw it, and you just throw it on the Lord. Or you cast your jacket on that table over there. You cast your jacket and you throw it over there. You just throw it on the Lord or throw it on the table. That's what you got to do. Throw it on the Lord. Throw all you care on the Lord. And he says, you know, once and for all. And so that's what the scripture says, casting all. The word casting all or all means that you put everything on the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7. All carries everything. It provides us the ability to take every care or every concern or every anxiety or every burden, putting it on the Lord. You do it one time. If you have to pray about the same issue that you pray about it in the morning or in the afternoon or last night or with somebody, if you have to pray about it again, then you didn't do it the first time and you don't know how to do it. You're still not doing it right. And you'll get into trouble, and you'll never learn to live a carefree life. So we want to teach you on those things. So you do this once, unless you have new cares come your way. Of course, there's fresh cares coming in every day. they're coming by the truckloads. Cares are coming in from the north and south and east and west, and they're going to be piled on your doorstep. Are you going to receive it? No, don't receive it. You make sure you said, nope, that package is not for me. Send it over on somebody else's doorstep because I'm not taking that. So instead of asking God again and again, you praise him because you believed he took them the first time. And you believe that he's working on that care that you gave him. So you just instead of praying about that same issue again, what you do instead of, when it comes to your mind, you just say, thank you, Lord, that I've gave that issue to you, that trouble, I'm not taking it back. And the devil will tell you, no, look at that, you got this problem. Look at that, you should worry about this. This is going to happen about that situation, and so on and so on. He keeps bombarding you. He said, nope. You say, nope, I'm not taking it back. I gave it to the Lord, and he's not a liar, and he's working on it right now. And start meditating on it. Start thinking like it's happened. Start acting like it. Put your mind in the mindset of that he's already done something about it and he's doing something about it right now. His angels are working. His spirit is working. And things are happening right now. You got to believe it. That's called faith. So the question is, you know, when you cast your care on the Lord after you've done that, are you fretting? And as long as you continue to fret, worry, you still have them. You know, if we don't cast them over to God, God can't do anything about it if you take them back. He doesn't have them. You took it back. As long as we're anxious, we keep fretting, wringing our hands, walking up and down, you know, in your room or in your house and you're worried, looking out the window, thinking about that problem and going into some kind of a space cadet situation, you're thinking about this situation, and you can't figure out how in the world you're going to solve this thing. Well, relax, because you gave it to the Lord, and allow the Lord to spring some ideas to you. If he does, fine. If he doesn't, don't worry about it. God is working on it. So one of the hardest things that Christians, people, or anybody have to is going to do in life is to don't let issues bother you. One man of God used to say the hardest thing for Christians in church is to learn how to cast your care upon God and leave it there. Very often they pray and you know, like I mentioned to you, they'll take it right back after. They start talking negative about that situation. They repeat it to another person. Next person they see for coffee, they'll tell them about the same problem again. That tells me they haven't done it. What they should have done is said, you know what, I prayed about the situation. I put it upon the Lord, and I believe it's there. I believe he's working at it. That's the way you should talk if you're going to talk about it. And if anybody asks you about it, saying, hey, listen, God has it. I don't have it. He's working at it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry 1 minute about it. And so that's what you have to do. And this man was saying that he talked to some medical expert in the scientific area of medicine. He said most sicknesses, like physical sicknesses and mental health issues, and I would agree with that 100%. I worked in the field of the social sciences helping profession. That most health problems result from worry. And so when you worry, it causes all kinds of stuff happening in your system. And, the whole flight and fight experience, your body goes into a fight mode and it releases toxins in your system to help you explode and fight. So that's what's happened to people. They're continually worried, so they're having this barrage of toxins released in their system, and it's all in there and breaking down, their body and their protective systems, and causing them and people getting different kinds of ailments, heart disease perhaps, and some say even in cancer, and because they're so stressed out, it's breaking down their bodies and allowing different things to happen in their lives, and cancers will appear, and so different things, tumors. And so we have to keep our bodies in check by the way we think, and that is through casting our cares upon the Lord. So you have to understand that God cares for you. If God cares so wonderfully, the Bible says, Matthew 6:30 in the New Living Translation, if God so cares so wonderfully for the wildflowers that are here today and thrown in the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Over here in the Amplified Bible, the Matthew 6:34. So do not be worried, or do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So, like I said, there's more troubles coming all the time. If you just sit around and do nothing, there's still going to be trouble. So don't take those cares back. The Bible says that God, over in Matthew 6:30, he will certainly cares about you. He cares about everything, all this creation, he cares for everything. And he will take care of you. The Bible says you have to put your faith in that and believe that God cares for me. He cares for that wildflower. What's a wildflower? It's just a piece of the creation that he made. And you're more valuable, the Bible says, than a wildflower or created things. God loves you. You're different. You have a soul. You've got a spirit. You're going to live for eternity. And so he cares for you. You have to believe that God loves me. He cares for you just as much as you care for your own children. Don't you care for your children? You say, well, yes. Well, God cares for you even more than you care for your own children. Over in Hosea 14:8, the New Living Translation says, O Israel, stay away from idols. I am the one who answers your prayers and cares for you. So we need to see this through the scriptures. That Bible says that God cares for you. He cares about you right now in your anxieties, in your worries, and all the burdens you have. He does not want you to carry one of them, not even a little bit of it. So cast, as the Bible says, as we read in our verse of Scripture, Philippians 4, 6, or 1 Peter 5, 7, casting the whole of your care, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. And so I know you have to catch yourself if you're fretting or not. Understand it's going to be a tough thing to do, and you have to know that God cares for you. So Paul knew about concerns. You know, he wrote over half the New Testament. The Bible says that Paul had all kinds of trouble. Paul accounted for us many of his trials in his letters, in his daily concerns for the people there at Corinth. He had many cares. And that's why he knew that God could help him, if God could help him in his time of need. And actually, God told him that he would have trouble and he would have these situations that would come up for him. You know, God, you know, he'll show you. I'm telling you right now that God, I tell people sometimes, you know, I said, you know, there's going to be cares coming. You're going to have cares. And a lot of people, they don't listen to me. They think, you know, oh, it's never going to happen to me. This is not going to happen. And so when trouble comes, they scramble. I remember mentioning Matthew 7, you know, the last few verses, 26, 27, 28, around there, that Jesus said that the trials of life, the storms of life is going to hit everybody, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're a Christian or non-Christian. If you live in this world, the trouble is going to come to everybody. And Jesus said those people that will last and stay stable and be strong during these times are the people who build their life on the foundation of the Word of God. And so sometimes people don't believe that the troubles is going to come, or they don't believe it's going to happen to them. I mentioned over there in John chapter 16, verse 31, he said in there that we will, in this world, will experience trials, temptations, frustrations, and troubles. And some people say, oh, not going to happen to me. But, you know, listen, you know, I don't know if you're listening to me, maybe that's you right there, but listen, everybody is going to have trouble, and you have to be prepared, get your attitude right, check your attitude, and you know, be humble, be teachable, that you might run into trouble, and only God can help you out of it. So listen to the Word of God, listen to the men of God that are in your life. Over here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 28, let's go ahead and read the New Living Translation for you that are following on your Bible. This is the New Living Translation, 2 Corinthians 11, 23 and 28. He says, are they servants of Christ? I know I sound like a madman, but I've served him for more. He's talking about there was a kind of a struggle with different people preaching different things. He says, I have worked harder, been put in prison more often and whipped times without number. I faced death again and again, 5 different times. Jewish leaders gave me 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with the rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Once I spent a whole night adrift at sea. I have traveled on many long journeys. I have faced danger from rivers, from robbers. I've faced dangers from my own people, Jews as well as the Gentiles. I've faced danger in cities and in deserts and in the seas. I've faced danger from men who claim to be believers but are not. I have worked hard and long, enduring many sleepless nights. I have been hungry and thirsty, and I've often gone without food. I have been shivered and cold without enough clothing to keep me warm. And verse 28 says, besides all this, I have the daily burdens of all my concerns for all the churches. So we see here that Paul had all these troubles. He enumerates for us all these things. He said he had to work very hard. He was in prison. He was whipped. He was faced death you know, a number of times again and again. He was beaten with lashes. He was whipped. He was beaten with rods. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. Whole night at sea, adrifting on the sea. He went through many long journeys, faced many dangers from different people, robbers, and of his own people, And you know, it's fine getting robbed from strangers, but his own people was robbing him and hurting him. And I'm maybe you're having the same trouble. Maybe not, let alone what's happening with the disease and all that's happening around our cities and across Canada. You might be having trouble with people. In fact, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I was just joking with my wife yesterday, you know, when all the family's been together. I mean, I bet there's more fights now than anything else, you know. Cleaning and all that kind of stuff. Like, we're eating more than ever. Having, you know, making little snacks and stuff like that. But I know that we're working hard, too. We're working hard at the same time. So it all evens out. And thank God. Here's what Paul said later on to the Philippians. And he wrote this from the jail cell. He says in Philippians 4:6, don't worry about anything. I mean, this guy is in a jail. He's telling these Philippian people, don't worry about anything. I mean, if anybody had to worry, if you want to put it that way, if anybody had to worry, he might have had to worry because he's in jail. But he didn't have that mindset. He had the mind of Christ. He had God working with him. He said, no matter what happens to me, I'm going to be comfortable wherever state I am. And I'm going to get out of here. I'm coming out of this jail. And he says, don't worry about anything, but pray about them. Tell God what you need. You know, that's the thing about it. People don't, they're not close to God. They don't talk to God as much as they should. And we need to learn how to talk to God. There's some people, you know, they don't even talk to their family. And so we need to offer thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6 says this. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. So as well as telling God, by faith, you're going to thank Him. You say, God, here's what I need. I mean, let's kind of think about that. I'm acting like maybe some of you. Lord, I want to thank you that I have my body here. I'm having a sickness and disease here in my body. Maybe say, let's say it's a cancer. Lord, I want to thank you. The doctor says I have cancer. I want to cast this on you. I know you care for me. I know you love me. And I'm going to cast it on you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my healing according to your word. In 1 Peter chapter 5, it says that I can cast my cares upon you. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by your stripes I'm healed. So I want to thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And so the devil comes and attacks your mind. Says, oh, you're going to die. Somebody is so advanced in your illness, you're probably going to die real soon. And then these are coming into your mind continually, and you're getting afraid. You're feeling more and more shaky, and so on and so forth. And you know what? You just have to thank God. You say, Lord, I want to thank you. Every time you think about it, say, Lord, I want to thank you. I cast that care upon you. I want to thank you. You're caring for me right now. So every time you think about it, so I want to thank you. Even make yourself think about it. Walking down the road, say, Father, I want to thank you for healing my body, that you love me so much. You sent Jesus to heal me from sickness and disease, and you're praying like this, walking down the street, and somebody says, what's he doing? He said, oh, I'm just waving to the birds, waving to the Lord in the air. Well, you know, there's lots of people that do strange things, but join the club. So learn to take your care to God and thank Him. No, this is by faith now. You're going to praise Him by faith that He heard you. You believe that He heard you. And because you believe, you're going to thank Him. Because you believe that He took Him. Because you believe that He cares for you. Because you believe that He heard you. Because you believe in what you just did, you release it to the Lord. You believe He's got it. You don't have it anymore. He's taking care of it. So that's why you're thanking Him. That's why you're praising Him. It's by faith. Now, Lord, I want to thank you. Every worry thought that comes back, no, you reject it. I reject that thought. And I'm going to show you how to do this a little bit more here. Now, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, let's look at this New Living Translation. Here, John, you know, he's writing, he says, we are confident. You know, the word confident refers to faith. Because faith is a confidence. Faith, when you have faith, you're confident. We are confident. This is a prayer of faith. We are confident that he hears us whenever we ask him for anything that pleases him. Well, anything in his word, go to his word. You take that word, give it to him. And since we know that he hears us when we make requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. So this is the thing about it, taking your care, believing that he's going to take them, and he will do it. We can thank him because he hears us and he answers our prayer. He'll work it all out. It will all work out. Here's what the psalmist said in Psalm 138, verse 8, the King James Version. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. So let's go look at this in the New Living Translation. God will not abandon you. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, he says. You know, I remember suffering from a situation, you know. It wasn't exactly I was suffering, but someone very close to me was suffering something very life-threatening. It was affecting my life. That person's life was being affected so much that it affected my own life. It affected the core of my being. It affected every area of my life, every inch of my life. And I can sense, you know, the trouble taking over me. But I knew that it just felt like that. I wasn't, but I just feel, you know, sometimes troubles are so real, you can almost feel it physically. You can sense it in your mind, and the devil's laughing at you, and you're struggling to stay afloat. It seems like you got one nostril above the water, and you're sinking. And the Lord brought this psalm to me, Psalm 138, verse 8. And I read it out loud. The Lord will work out his plans for my life. And I know that God had a plan for my life. God didn't have a plan for any one of my family members, any one of my children, any one of my close relative to go down. It affected me that much that it was bringing me down. I said, Lord, they matter to me that much that they're affecting me. And their life affects me. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm praying for that situation. I believe that you can take care of that because you care for me enough that you work that situation out because it affects me. Your plan is working out for me. And so, I gave the Lord that, and he helped me out. You can do the same wherever you are, whatever you have right now. Psalm 112, verse 7, New Living Translation says that because we care, because we believe, because we cast our cares on the Lord, and because we know that he loves us, the Bible says, they do not fear bad news. In fact, read the whole psalm over here. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. I do not fear bad news because by faith, I'm connected to God. I'm connected to him. By faith, I'm connected to him every day. I don't just have a prayer time. I stay connected every single minute of the day. I pray every day. I remember somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, when do you pray? Or whatever. No, you know, I pray all the time. I pray when I'm walking down the road. I pray in my car. I pray everywhere. I pray when I'm in my bedroom. I pray when I'm in my living room. I pray constantly. If I truly could come to understand Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer. Sometimes I have to pray to cast my care upon the Lord. Sometimes I have to pray to abandon myself to the Lord, submit to his plan. Sometimes I pray by faith, I receive something. And sometimes I pray by faith to praise him, to give him a sacrifice of praise. Sometimes I pray by faith over my city. Wherever I am, I'm constantly praying. Whenever I think about the church or members of the church, I constantly say, thank you, Lord, that you're helping the people. I thank you, you're helping their family. And the Lord doesn't always put burdens on me like that, but sometimes it does come and I release that to the Lord. And sometimes I just by faith do it. I pray for the church. You have to believe that no evil will come to you. Look it over here. The Bible says in Psalm 91, it says in there, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Lord, this is Psalm 91, the Most High your shelter, I believe that's verse 9, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. So when we're about yesterday, my wife and I went about, I know that angels were with me when we had to go and get our supplies from our home, for our home, and do different things. I know the angels are there. The Bible says that evil will not touch you. He said, 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. When you walk with God and you put yourself in His care, no evil can touch you when you're walking with God. But you have to believe that. It just doesn't happen because it says it in the Word. You can agree the Word is true. When you look at it, you go, oh yeah, I believe that, sir. No, you have to make it your faith. Make it your confession. When you go out, deliberately say, I believe that nothing will come near me. And believe it. Keep the switch of faith on. When we say keep the switch of faith on, that's what we're talking about. Stay in faith all day long, 24 hours a day. Keep your armor on. Go to bed with it. You know, in the 80s, we used to have this thing where we just put on our armor, put the helmet of salvation on. We put on our breastplate. We put the belt of truth and the shoes and the shield and everything else. We put that on every morning as an exercise. But you know what? You don't take those off. You leave them on all the time. You sleep with those things. You have a shower with them. Do whatever you can to keep your armor on. Keep safe. No evil, the Bible says. No evil will conquer you over here. That's what it says in Psalm 91. The Lord says, verses 14 and 15, New Living, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. He loves you. He cares for you. I will protect those who trust in my name. Man, that name is healing. He's a healing Jesus too. When they call on me, I'll answer them. Well, He'll answer your prayer. I'll be with them in trouble. There you go again. Here's that same trouble again. People say, you always talk about trouble, Pastor Roba. Well, the reason why I talk about trouble is because some of you get into trouble. And you remind me of a scripture that I can help you with. And he says here, I'll be with him in trouble. He didn't say you'll never have any troubles. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. So thank God. Can you thank God today, wherever you are? Say, thank God. He'll be with me in trouble. And look around you. He said, all this trouble, it don't matter. God's helping me right now. I'll rescue him and honor him. He'll watch over you. He'll watch the plans of your life. If you'll just obey him, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God will protect you. Thank God that he's there. Jeremiah chapter 8, chapter 1, verse 8, and verse 12. Don't be afraid of the people, for I'll be with you. I'll protect you. I've spoken over you. The Bible says he's watching over you. He's watching over you and me. The Lord said, that's right. That means I'm watching over, and I will certainly carry out my plans. And verse 12 says, so the Lord says, I'm watching over my plans for you. I'm watching for the plans I made for you. I'm watching to protect you. So thank God that he's watching over you. So John 14:1 says, don't let your heart be troubled, distressed, or agitated. If you believe in God, believe in me. Adhere to, trust in, rely on me. And so the Bible says in verse 27, don't let your heart be troubled, disturbed, or permit yourself to be fearful or intimidated, unsettled, and cowardly. God does not want you. If you look at this in the Amplified Bible, John 14:27, it gives you a lot of extra words in there that tells you about the situation in people's lives. They're agitated about stuff. Everything bothers them. They're troubled. They're disturbed. They're fearful. They're intimidated by different things. The Lord says they're unsettled. The Lord says, don't worry about it. And I'm going to take care of this thing. So don't worry about anything. God wants you to be at peace. Notice Philippians 4:6. He said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all that he has done for you. Then you will experience God's peace. See, this is the thing about it. When you really truly cast your cares upon the Lord, when you've done that by faith, there's a peace that comes with it. A real peace, a tangible peace that you sense. You know, I've been walking around the last few days with such a tangible peace in my heart. I don't think I've ever had this peace in my entire life, ever in my entire life. For some reason, God has given me some peace. The Lord said to me also that you need to be at more peace than anybody else as a leader. Show your peace. Show the people that you're not worried about anything, because God's taking care of them too. And I know that, you know, as a leader, you have to have that. And I didn't ask for it. The Lord just put it there. And I just noticed it. I walked around the places, go to bed at night, not worry about a single thing. Not worry about nothing. Why? Because I cast my cares upon the Lord. And, there's times that, you know, things, agitations of other people bothering me, because sometimes, you know, people say stuff that kind of irk you the wrong way, and you have to just leave it there. It's none of your business. Stay out of people. You know, we have to learn to stay out of people's business, their business, even on Facebook. You know, you want to say things, but hey, it's not your business. Sometimes you might say something if it's a friend, but it don't matter. Don't say anything. Just stay at peace with everybody. The devil is looking to take an advantage of you, but you will not let him. Don't let him do anything to get a hold of you. Let's read this in context, because Peter tells us to cast our cares. And let's go read from verse 7 again, 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting the whole of your care, this is the Amplified Classical, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all in him. For he cares for you affectionately, cares about you watchfully. Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy, the devil, roams around like a lion, or roams around like a lion, roaming in fierce in hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of the Christians throughout the whole world. After you have suffered a while, the God of all grace, who imparts all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, establish and ground and securely strengthen and settle you. He says in here that the devil, he's seeking for someone to devour. But I know if you're in a secret place walking with God, he cannot find you, because you're in him. And you're hid in him. Your life is hid in Christ. But as soon as you go out there and you're going to start worrying, then you're on your own. Don't take the worry back. And that's where people get in trouble. They go back, wander off out of the will of God, and they start worrying about different things. So you come out from underneath that protection, and they go off and do their own thing and start worrying and fretting. And so that's why they're getting into trouble. They don't stay connected with God. So how do you give your care to God? Let's go ahead and finish up here. How do you give your care to God? Number one, how do you give your care to God? Number one, ask yourself whenever you encounter a trial, what does God have to say about my situation? And now I've given you scriptures about your situation. Now we're running into a problem with this virus. You need to give that care over to God. Everything you care, everything that burdens you about the COVID-19 situation, everything that's connected to it, you put it on the Lord. Even buying toilet paper, whatever it is, whatever need it is, you put it on to the Lord right now. Turn it over to God. Identify that and say, God has said he's going to take care of me. Number two, find a scripture that would answer that situation. Go to the Bible, find a verse of scripture, and put your faith on that scripture. You say, God will supply all my needs. Philippians 4:19. God will supply all my needs. 1 Peter 5:8. He cares for every one of my needs. Stay on the word. Number three, meditate on these scriptures and tell yourself, this is what God says about me. And make a positive confession about it. You say, this is what God says about me, about this COVID-19. God says that God will protect me from every deadly disease. Psalm 91 verse 3 says, God will protect me from every deadly disease. I thank you, Lord God, and I say that no sickness will come near me. You know, Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against me will prosper. I want to thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word that you want me in good health, even as my soul prospers. Begin to say those scriptures. Make a confession, bold confession. Say it out loud to yourself. Say it to yourself, you know, quietly if you're with a bunch of people. And whenever you're driving, wherever you are, going for a walk, take your dog out and say, thank God, God cares for me. Next thing you do is tell God that you're releasing the situation to Him and say, Lord, based on your word, according to Psalm 91, verse 3, that you said that you protect me from every deadly disease. This COVID-19 has been a deadly disease upon many lives, and it's taken many lives. But I'm saying, according to your word, it will not take my life. I give you praise. Your word said in Deuteronomy 28, verse 61, that every sickness is a curse of the law. And I want to thank you, Lord God, that Galatians 3:13 says that Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, I will not have this sickness or any other related sickness in Jesus' name. Make that your confession. Say it out loud to yourself. Even if it scares you, say it. Do it afraid, somebody said. Then all of a sudden, you're going to start getting strong inside you. So after you've done that, thank God and stand on the promises that you've made on the Word of God. Stand on the Word. Say, God, I'm standing on the Word of God. Walk around your house. Say, Father, I'm standing on that Word. I believe that you're doing it. When you get bombarded with negative thoughts, say, thank God, I release that. I'm free from it. I'm standing on the promises of God. Sing songs about it. Find music. Help yourself. Now, after that, lastly, every time you think of it, when you get attacked, use the word against the devil. You say, devil, this is what I believe. This is what the word of God says. I believe that God has taken care of all my needs. I don't have a care in the world. I don't worry about anything. I don't have anxieties. I don't have any worries and concerns. I cast every care upon Him. Thank God. Well, we're at the end of our lesson today, and we want to pray with you. I want to pray for every one of you, and I prayed for you before. I believe in the anointing of God. I believe in the power of God right now. I believe that God has anointed me. God has anointed me to teach, to preach the Word of God. I'm going to pray for you right now, wherever you are. If you're sick in your body, whatever your needs are, I'm going to pray for you right now. If you will, by faith, stretch your hand towards that screen, and I'm going to believe with you in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every one of our friends, every one of our church family members, everyone associated with them that is watching. I pray for their healing in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God. I rebuke Satan. I rebuke every sickness, every disease. I command it to wither and die, cease being, and be gone. In Jesus' name, right now, in Jesus' name, I release the power of the anointing of God. I believe in the anointing. I release the anointing. I thank you, Lord God, the anointing will destroy every trace of sickness and disease. In Jesus' name. And Father, I pray for everyone as they're praying. I'm going to agree with you right now in prayer. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19 that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And so I'm going to agree with you right now that whatever it is you need, Father, I'm agreeing with all my family and friends and all those associated with that. I come into agreement with them according to the Word of God. Whatever they're praying for, their physical body, whether they're praying for their family members, whether they're praying for their finances, whether they're praying for whatever it is, every need, I'm praying for every need to be met, spirit, soul, and body. Just name what it is right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for that money is coming in. I thank you, Lord God, for that child that's coming home. I thank you, Lord God, that man, that woman is coming home. I thank you, Lord God, that protection will be theirs. I thank you, Lord, they're coming out of that situation. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. We give you praise in advance for answering prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we love you, appreciate you, and all our staff is praying for you. We're believing God for the best. You're going to have the best time ever with your family. This is going to be a greater thing that's going to happen ever in your entire life. Things are going to turn around. What the devil has meant for bad, God will turn it around for good. I believe that's in Genesis chapter 50, I think, verse 10, somewhere on there. Google it. I want to say we'll be here this Wednesday. Watch online, and I want to encourage you, go to spiritalive.org and look for our latest program that was on television this morning. It will help you get through other situations. Watch it with your family. I want you to write to me. I want you to write to me. I want to pray for you, whatever it is. I want to agree with you. If I prayed with you, I want you to send me that prayer request. It'll be much more stronger, and I will stand with you. You can text me. You can message me on Messenger. I want to pray with every one of you and believe God with you. If you got a special prayer request, I will personally answer you when I can, because sometimes you might have more than just a few. So please do that, and I believe the best is yet to come. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday, guys. We'll see you again. Bye.